morning. It's such a blessing to be back here again. I know we were here last year, but that's because last year we had a daughter who got married, and this year we have another one who's getting married. And it's such a blessing to have children who truly want to serve the Lord.
Amen.
We're just so thankful for that. And I just want to thank all of you in this church. Y'all are such a blessing to us. There's 26 years ago when I chose to want to come down here to San Antonio to be a part of this church. There's no other place I wanted to be. After living in Oklahoma, I know, you guys say, of course. An Okie. But truly, it has been a blessing to be in this church. And I have not ever wanted to go anyplace else or to be a part of any other work except here because of the mission-minded work that the brethren here have a desire to see souls saved and to see people come to know the Lord. And we appreciate all your prayers and all your support for us to be on the mission field, because truly without your prayers, we would not be able to fight the battles that are going on out there away from you, away from being fed on a weekly basis where you can understand the language. I wanted to make sure you understood that. We're being fed. But sometimes I have a hard time understanding the language and the points and stuff. And so, you know, I'm hoping and praying that you'll pray for me, that I'm going back this time. I'm going to go sit down and study over and get things refreshed in my mind and in Polish again. And I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be here. I was so glad that we had changed our tickets to come to San Antonio and we happened to come for the women's conference. And I was so thankful that I was able to be here for that. It was, you know, on blessing. It was a blessing because it was on prayer. And I had just been given by a friend in Poland a book of poems. And one of these poems, and I shared this at the women's conference, a little bit of this was about prayer. And one of these verses that I read on the bottom of this poem, I was like, wow, what a shocker. So I went to the verses in 1 Samuel chapter 12. And the verse is 23, but I want to also read verse 22. The verse that really struck me is this one. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. When I read this verse, this part, I was like, wow. Sin against the Lord and ceasing to pray for you?
Right.
And I was like, wow. Okay, Lord, I don't ever want to sin against you in this. And then I read verse 22. This is going to go backwards a little bit here. Then verse 22 says, for the Lord will not forsake his people for his great name's sake, because it hath pleased the Lord to make you his people. I am so thankful he has made you, the church here, his people.
Yeah.
We are saved by grace. We are his children. We are saved. And that was just, you know, a blessing to see that. And I was like, okay. And then, of course, then Samuel here is saying to Israel, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord and cease to pray for you. And I thought, man, I need to go back and find out why he's saying this. So I went back to chapter 12, the first part, verse 3. Verse 2, I want to start there. And it says, and now behold, the king walketh before you, and I am old and gray-headed, and behold, my sons are with you. But and I have walked before you from my childhood unto this day. And it says, behold, here I am. And I stopped right there, and I was like, now he said this before. Behold, here I am. Then he said, behold, I am here. And he said that as a child. And I thought, you know, I need to look back and see, you know, this is really interesting. Here he is, gray-headed and old, and he's still saying, here I am.
Yeah.
And truly, you know, lives were being changed with Samuel, and things were happening. So I went back to 1 Samuel chapter 1. I said, okay, I want to see what has made the difference in his life, in his work. And what do we find? Hannah. Hannah praying for her son. She prayed for him first. First, she wanted to have a son. She didn't have one. She was very, what does it say here, verse 1:10? chapter 1, verse 10, it says, "And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed on the Lord and wept sore." She wept sore for to have a child, to have a son. She prayed. She wept sore. God knew her heart. God knew what was going on. And we read on down. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to skip through. If you'd like to read it, I've never read it, and it's really a very good story, very interesting. But Eli blessed her. He says, "Okay, Lord, grant you your petition. Whatever you prayed for," he didn't even ask her, "Well, what are you praying for?" That would be kind of scary, you know, for a brother to say, "Okay, I pray the Lord grant whatever it is that you want." But he didn't even know what it was that she was praying for. But the Lord does. He knows. He knows when we're down and weary and discouraged and upset, and he knows what our heart desire is. He heard what her desires were, that she wanted to have a child. And for each one of us, what is our petition for your children, for your life? What is your petition? And then in verse 17, Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him." And she said, "Let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight." So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. She was a changed woman. She went home. Did she have the child in her hand yet? No, she didn't have her child in her hand yet. Did she have, you know, anything, you know, to hang on to except to the Word? That's all she had. And she went home blessed. And she believed God and trusted. And I was like, yeah, that's what I need to do. Just trust God with what He's going to do with my children's life, with my life, now that we're empty nesters. What am I going to do? You know, where is God going to lead me? Just trust Him. You know, He knows my heart. He knows my desire. He knows what I want. And verse 20 also. "Wherefore it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of the Lord." This is His mercy. She did receive the promises. God blessed her and gave her her desire. Verse 26 and 27 to 28. "And she said, O my Lord, as thy soul liveth, my Lord, I am the woman that stood by thee here praying unto the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I have asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to the Lord. As long as he liveth, he shall be lent to the Lord, and he worshipped the Lord there." That should be our desire for our children, is that we can lend them back to the Lord for whatever service they want, wherever the Lord wants to take them. But she remained, you'll see in chapter 2, she remained happy. In the first part, she says, "And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoiceth in the Lord." She gave her child up to Eli. She left him. She left him there. And she gave him up. She left him for the Lord, for Eli to take care of him. Now she didn't have a child anymore. She's without a child. You know, yes, she has one, but in her home, does she have one anymore? And I was thinking, man, that'd be me going, "Oh, Lord, now I have no children. What am I going to do?" You know, and I have found myself saying, "Lord, what am I going to do?" But she remained content. She remained content and happy. For how long? Well, we don't know. But we can look at chapter 2. And I don't know how long. But what did she do every year? She made him a little coat year after year. Now, it says year after year, so we don't really know. Maybe some brothers here know how many years it's been. But year after year, she was without a child. Okay, now she's got one, but he's not with her. And verse 20, it says, "And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife and said, The Lord give thee seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. And they went unto their own home, and the Lord visited Hannah, so that she conceived, and bare 3 sons and 2 daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord." And no, I'm not having a child. If anyone thought that. But here, here Hannah was blessed. God blessed her and gave her 5 more children. He gave her more than she had asked. And Brother Mark keeps quoting this verse this last week, and I'm thinking, that's been my verse I wanted to do, and I told Brother Lindell, and he says, well, say it again.
Amen.
And so here it is, Ephesians 3:20. It says, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask. And as Brother Mark has shared this week about, yes, he does do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. According to the power that worketh in us, unto him be the glory. Not unto us, not unto men, but unto him be the glory.
Amen.
She prayed for a child that she could give back to the Lord, and the Lord blessed that. And I think as parents, we should do that today. But as, like I said, I began this with Samuel responding, here am I, as a child. And the verse that I read about not praying, you know, that sin against the Lord for not ceasing to pray for you. And pray that our children be used of the Lord in whatever way, so that we don't sin against the Lord in praying for them and praying for the brethren here in the church. We do pray for you. We have prayed, you know, Joe and I continue praying for all the ministries going out here in San Antonio and the brethren and their work and in New York and Mexico. And we just thank you for all of you. But, you know, in chapter 12, I'm going to go back out there to chapter 12 again. Verse 2 and 3. I just was wondering, you know, when we come to the place where the Lord's calling us to do a work for him wherever, where will we be, where will you be when it comes to the time when he says, are you here? Are you here with me? Are we working together in this, co-laborers together? Because even Paul and I was even feeling a little discouraged, weary, down. I was thinking, okay, let's just leave this city. I'm done with the city. There's nobody that wants it. There's not anything, and I had to stop and think, you know, we've only been here 2 years. How long did it take us in Warsaw to get started? You know, come on, Deb, give them a break. You know, don't be weary and well-doing. Don't be discouraged. Be here, still here. And I was thinking, and many times I think of Brother Lindell saying, you know, I get tired of you, but, you know, I love you, and he's still here. Praise the Lord for that, and I think of my mother-in-law in Berlin and others that have been serving the Lord for so many years, and I think, and they're still here. And I think, and how long have I been saved? How long have I been doing this? Come on, you know. Where will we be in 10, 20, 30 years? Will we still be here serving the Lord? In Galatians 6:9 it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And Hannah prayed to have a son and had no idea what this prayer was going to do for her son. She had no idea, but she prayed for him. And history was changed, and things were changed in people's lives because Hannah prayed. And that's what we need to do, is to be not weary, but praying for the work.